The funeral service of one of Iran's most prominent religious figures has turned into a huge anti-government protest. Tens of thousands of mourners took part in the service for Iran's Grand Ayatollah Hossein Ali Montazeri. He was 87 when he died yesterday. He's being laid to rest in the religious center Qom, or also known as Qom, southwest of the capital, Tehran. Montazeri was one of the key figures in the Iranian Revolution 3 decades ago. He was also the spiritual leader of Iran's reform movement. On the line with us now is Farnaz Fasihi of the Wall Street Journal. She's at her base in Beirut, Lebanon, where she's been following the story. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So what is the latest in this? It was not unexpected that there would be demonstrations. The question was sort of how big and how much the government let them go.
The latest is that up to about 1 million people went to Qom today to take part in Ayatollah Montazeri's funeral. There are some reports of clashes in the side streets leading to the main shrine where the funeral actually happened. Iran has started to crack down since last night on prominent figures who were attending the funeral. Several people have been picked up on the way to Qom. People have received threats. But the interesting thing is the presence of some of the most senior clerics in Qom, which have sort of been silent about the election crisis, but they've turned up and stood in solidarity with the reformers and the opposition at the funeral today.
Well, Ayatollah Montazeri was a key figure in the Islamic Revolution in 1979, and then much later he accused his fellow clerical leaders of imposing dictatorship in the name of Islam. Did he experience a backlash for that criticism?
Absolutely. I think he experienced a backlash right from the beginning in the 1980s when he started, charging the late Ayatollah Khomeini for derailing the revolution's ideals. He was sidelined from politics. He was in line to succeed the supreme leadership of Iran, the most powerful position in the hierarchy. And he was sidelined. He was stripped of his title. Between 1997 to 2003, he was under house arrest. He hasn't been able to lead any Friday prayers or teach, and he's sort of been marginalized. But after this June presidential election crisis, he sort of gained a following among young people because the things that he'd been talking about, giving value to human rights, a more reformed Islam, democracy, were really put on the spotlight.
And his death, of course, he'd been ill, but his death, how much of a blow is that to this movement?
Well, it's a blow in the sense that they've now lost the most senior religious figure that was their advocate. But the interesting thing about this movement is that for the first time, it's a popular movement in Iran that's not being led by a cleric. It's a people's movement. And the clerics were sort of standing next to the people, not in a leading role, but supporting the movement. So I don't think it's going to crush the movement or, even silence it. In fact, today's events suggest that people have been galvanized.
Well, just very briefly, there's a couple more moments in the process of mourning this Ayatollah that'll allow for more protests, right?
Right. I think the peak of that will be the 7th day of his passing, which will coincide with the Shia religious holiday of Ashura, where
Thank
processions
you.
Come out and people mourn in the streets. So
Thank
I think
you.
A combination.
Thank you very much, Farnaz Fasihi from The Wall Street Journal. This is NPR News.